two nights ago, I was at a wedding. Not the typical wedding that I've been through two in my life. First of all, the groom and bride were in their late 30s, both very successful in their own regard. The bride is a doctor, and the groom is the head of information technology for the university here. But it was really kind of a highfalutin, high society type of engagement by Iowa terms. One of these, I got myself a new three-piece suit in order to go there, and you had to take the crackers by tongs and not hand, and there was sushi served for hors d'oeuvres, and about 8 or 9 or 20 courses. I kind of lost track through the course of the night. But also, you know, just to balance things out, the bride and groom and the rest of the party were announced to the crowd through dance music as if it's some kind of sports introduction. So the whole thing was kind of ridiculous, but sweet too. At one point in time in the night, I was sitting back having a cocktail and by the dance floor, and I saw this a sweet situation I wanted to share. There was a guy about my age, he's a dad, being drug out on the stage by his hand by what looked to be about an 8 or 9 year old girl, obviously his daughter, in the song "You Can't Hurry Love" was sung by the Supremes. And they kind of danced a little bit. Dad was trying to do some moves, be cool for his daughter. He was obviously about as smooth as I would be in that situation. So I was chuckling while I watched it. But then she stopped and she put her little hand on his chest as if to say, "Wait here," left, and left him sitting there, standing on his own in the middle of the dance floor, looking around. So I'm looking around too, like, what's going on here? I feel bad for this guy. His daughter just ditched him on stage. His moves weren't that bad. But then she comes back, and she's got her mom in tow, and walks mom up to dad. Mom had been talking to some friends or something, and the two of them smiled at each other, and daughter sort of slunk away, and right at that moment, a slow song came on, and they danced together, and it was probably the only time they spent together that night, in regards to chasing around kids and trying to entertain and catch up with friends. And, you know, in the context of "You Can't Hurry Love," I couldn't help but think to myself that, you know, you really can't throughout the course of life. Life is a long time, and love is a long labor. And sometimes you get thrown some things along the way. Sometimes kids enter the picture, and love keeps growing. And it was a special moment. It made me think about my life and how love has grown in my life and how lucky I've been. So I just wanted to share that.